Let me ask you a question. Have you ever been willing to be a fool for God? Now, you can think back on your life and you can think of some times when you were a fool, especially when you were in college. But have you ever been a fool for God? Several years ago, I told this story. When I first heard it, Steve Campbell told it to me about a friend of his. I wasn't sure it could be true, so I called the man and found out the exact detail and got his permission to tell you. This young man was a student at University of Texas in Austin in the 1970s. A pre-med major, signed up for organic chemistry. The purpose of the class was to weed out all the students who had no business going to med school. The class began with over 1,000 students. Only 200 took the final. The teacher was an avowed atheist, and every year he started the class the same way. He'd say, "Now we're going to get into the origin and the source of living things, and I don't want any nonsense about God, so we're going to stop that right now." And he would hold up a glass beaker. He would say, "How many of you think your God could keep this beaker from breaking if I let go of it and hits the floor?" Nobody would ever say a word. He'd put the beaker down and say, "Okay then, do not bring up God in this class." Until this one semester, this young man I talked to on the phone stood up and said, "I believe in God. I believe if God wants, He could keep that beaker from breaking." And the professor said, "Young man, I'll give you a moment to pray before I drop the beaker." And he prayed. He was on the spot. He prayed loud for that whole room to hear. He prayed, "God, now you're God whether or not that beaker breaks, but I pray you'll keep it from breaking as a rebuke to the arrogance of this professor and as a testimony to all who were in this class. That's my prayer, God, in Jesus' name." He sat down, the professor smirked, and dropped the beaker right on his foot. And that thing rolled unbroken across the front of the classroom, and 1,000 kids stood up and clapped. Let me ask you a question. When have you ever been a fool for God? Francis Schaeffer says it's just plain stupid for a Christian not to expect spiritual warfare when he lives in enemy territory.